Hazel Emily Cregawi, 32, missing, foul play likely, body never recovered. At the opening of the retrospective, filled with architecture sketches and suited men paintings and recreated scenes from famous street protests in miniature, my bleached skeleton was arranged in my green work overalls, standing at a blackboard with an illegible scrawl across it. A number of visitors would mill round in the vicinity of me and mouth to their companion, "Her sister. Never found her, you know. How sad." Or, "Is that supposed to be Hazel? How crass." Lillian gave a little speech about how the Cregawi sisters were still going strong and that I had never really left, indicating me in the corner. There was some mild, low laughter at this. I loved Hazel for who she was. I know her inside and out. We'll always be a team. I was a museum piece, surrounded by art that was being viewed and reviewed in the context of my absence, of my former, now permanent self. Art that meant nothing to me anymore. If I still had a stomach, I would be sick to it from being so static. All the things I have not known and not done and have not changed and have not become. Lillian looked so happy, the heroine of her generation. Not our parents, but ours. Cregawian had entered the dictionary that year, and she'd got to redraft the definition. Lillian had maintained our trajectory, even when I had wanted to swerve.